The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 151. Christmas, Festivus, Yule, Holiday, Special Song Show Special.
Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Wouldn't it be amazing to walk among the rolling green hills of Ireland? Picture the texture of standing stones, the sounds of Irish fiddle, and the wet taste of Guinness on your lips, and you're just now beginning to understand how cool it will be next June when you join me on another Celtic Invasion of Ireland. The trip is scheduled for June 13th through 20th, 2011, and if you don't want to leave the country, you can enjoy similar exciting experiences in New Orleans or on the west coast of the United States. Find out all the details at CelticInvasion.com.
So last year, we had a party, a Christmas party, and we invited all of our friends.
Lots of people.
Wow, there were lots of people.
Lots of people. All over
the Renaissance world.
Yeah, you remember how long it took us to clean up? Holy crap.
I don't remember. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. But some of our friends on the Renaissance Festival Circus gave us gifts, and this is what we got. Ready, sisters?
Ready.
On the first day of Christmas, the washer wenches gave to us one Mr. Wetums to decorate the limey lounge. On the second day of Christmas, Smee and Blaw gave to us two singing executioners, one Mr. Wetums to decorate the limey lounge. On the third day of Christmas, the jousters gave to us three broken lances, two singing executioners, one Mr. Wetums, to decorate the limey lounge. On the fourth day of Christmas, Iris and Rose gave to us four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, one Mr. Wetums, to decorate the limey lounge. On the fifth day of Christmas, our true love gave to us five Brobdingnagian bards, even though there's only two. Four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, and Mr. Wetums for the limey lounge. On the sixth day of Christmas, bold and stupid men gave us six feathered hats, five Brobdingnagian bards, even though there's only two. Four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, and Mr. Wetums for the limey lounge. On the seventh day of Christmas, throw-up comedy gave us seven flaming torches, six feathered hats, five Brobdingnagian bards, even though there's only two. Four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, and Mr. Wetums for the limey lounge. On the eighth day of Christmas, Equinox gave to us eight percussive vegetables, seven flaming torches, six feathered hats, five Brobdingnagian bards, even though there's only two. Four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, and Mr. Wetums for the limey lounge. On the ninth day of Christmas, Tartanic gave to us nine pipers piping, eight percussive vegetables, seven flaming torches, six feathered hats, five Brobdingnagian bards, even though there's only two. Four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, and Mr. Wetums for the limey lounge. On the tenth day of Christmas, Vince Conaway gave us 10 pairs of panties, nine pipers piping, eight percussive vegetables, seven flaming torches, six feathered hats, five Brobdingnagian bards, even though there's still only two.
I'm running out of patience.
Four dirty limericks, three broken lances, two singing executioners, and Mr. Wetums for the limey lounge.
Are we there yet?
No. On the 11th day of Christmas, Dead Bob gave to us
11 sarcastic comments.
There's a surprise.
10 pairs of panties, 9 pipers piping, 8 percussive vegetables, 7 flaming torches, 6 feathered hats, 5 Brobdingnagian bards.
And yes, we know there's only 2.
But I like getting them anyway.
4 dirty limericks, 3 broken lenses, 2 singing executioners, and Mr. Wetum's for the limey lounge.
Now?
No.
Almost.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Owen 5 gave to us. Comments, 10 pairs of panties, 9 pipers piping, 8 percussive vegetables, 7 flaming torches, 6 feathered hats, 5 Brobdingnagian bards.
I'm seeing 8 of them by now.
4 dirty limericks, 3 broken lances,
and 3 broken hearts.
2 singing executioners, and Mr. Wetum's for the limey. Lounge.
Is it over?
Holy crap.
Yay.
Yay.
What am I going to do with all those Brobdingnagian farts?
They're like rabbits.
Yay.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival podcast. My name is Mark Gunn.
And I'm Matt Letter.
And Merry Christmas. This is your Christmas special. We got a lot of music. That was, for instance, the Limey Birds with the Limey's 12 Days of Christmas from their CD, All We Want for Christmas. And we have a fun show, but let's get started with that. You know, Saint, how you doing?
I'm doing great. We just had a huge snowstorm here, and it took out pretty much the entire state.
Score.
How about
man.
Yourself?
Hey, that sounds like fun. I want to hear more about snow. No, I'm doing great. You know, I'm a brand new daddy. Well, not brand new now. It's been, 6.5 weeks? Almost 7
Yay.
Weeks. So, as of tomorrow. So, it's been fantastic. We had a couple little issues with Heather because she had a heart defect called tetralogy of Fallot, which was not so special. But she's doing great. She had her first surgery and everything went great. And now she's getting better every day. And I don't hear her crying in the background now, but this is her time to be awake. Evening time. All right. Here to party.
Yeah. Yes.
But
she takes after her father that way.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Nowadays, I'm like, it's sleepy time. Okay.
Yeah.
Come evening time, but it's been awesome, and so happy to have her back home just in time for Christmas, so we can all enjoy that. I've got the Christmas tree up and decorated, and we took a whole bunch of pictures with her that I'm hoping to post on Facebook eventually, but we'll get to that. So it's going
fantastic.
Great. Yeah.
Good deal.
Well, you want to jump in the music?
Yeah, let's start off with The Holly and the Ivy by Vince Conaway from Hang the Holly.
Thank you. and touches the land with a queen so sweet. Midsummer song fills our life with a joy that spreads across the fields on our dancing feet. The harvest moon calls us home in the evening, fruits of our labor to enjoy at our ease. Winter's touch brings the stillness of night and the restful dreams of waking from a peaceful sleep. Talk and walk to the land of the good folk feast, as we find and song. Dance to the rhythm of life and the beating of your heart as the world turns on. When twilight spreads its blanket across the sky, and sleep knocks at the door as the fires burn low, greet up with a smile and a loving moment breaks, for our dream comes to sleep and our reed will grow.
Lost. worship me, and so shall kingers all. So in thy arm thou hold me warm, and give me night and day. And if I weep and may not sleep, then sing my
saying farewell. The day's new beginning e'er tell. I see friends both old and new to Castleton. Here we are together again, once more with all of our friends, for old time dreams come true at Castleton. I see smiles from yesterday's past, and gathered we are at last. We'll laugh and sing the songs we know so well. Today is just as it seems, as we all share a dream to play in the past of yesterday, it seems. Look up in the sky, for the hawks and falcons fly through the air just like our spirits as we lift our voices high. The king and his court make their way, the roses sure know how to sway, and the jester sure knows how to play. The pipers are playing in time, the music and bards so kind have made subtle the songs and rhymes for us to hear. Look forever onward, for in truth we're ne'er alone, for friends carry us through, for this world it is our own. The joy that now we all show to everyone, the cast and more, will certainly bring us the love to share today. And so let's gather around, sing forever proud, for we have found our way at Castleton. And look up in the sky and thank our God to be born here at the gates where all good men are free. I see friends both old and new to Castleton. Here we are together again, once more with all of our friends, for old time dreams come true at Castleton. Look up in the sky and thank our
And that was the Gypsy Gorilla Band with Cold Frosty Morning from their CD Ernie's Pot of Gold.
And before that, Carowin with Winter's Farewell from Winter's Farewell.
For that, Heather Dale with This Endless Night from her same titled single or CD. I think that's the name of her CD. I forget exactly. Yeah. So.
All right. And before that, Turning of the Seasons by Wine and Alchemy from Turning of the Seasons. A lot of songs with the same album name in them.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, maybe I should release a CD called A Celtic Christmas Elf Conscription Song. Oh, wait, I did. Oh, wait, I forgot to put that in the show. I'll add that in. And we have to remind you some stuff, but first we have an interview and music from the Bilge Pumps, who have a brand new piratey Christmas CD called A Pirate's Christmas Wish. Here is the Bilge Pumps with A Pirate's Night Before Christmas.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and far out to sea, the pirates was sleeping as snug as could be. Except me, the lookout, I'm walking the deck. I knew if I didn't, they'd sure stretch me neck. So now you can imagine, it was quite a surprise when a light in the distance come unto me eyes. I peered through the spyglass, then let out a hoot, for out on the billows, I spied some old coot. There was nary a reindeer, and neither a sleigh, but 8 silver dolphins was pulling a red dinghy my way. And there at the tiller was old Cap'n Nick, who called to them dolphins, that did the trick. Yo-ho, Teach, yo-ho, Bonnet, arr, Condit, and Chew. Avast, Moody, and Roberts, rack'em and every two. Over those white caps, now heave alongside, and there by the gun ports the dinghy he tied. I run to the railing and peered down the side, then scurried back aft, hind the capstan to hide. And whilst I was peeking, a sea bag come flying, heaved to the deck by old Nick, I'm not lying. Then right o'er the railing, that dog come a sliding, and rolls cross the deck while my time I'm just biding. He tries to stand upright, that scurvy old bastard, but falls in the scuppers. The old fart was plastered. He was fat as a lard tub, with only one eye, and a great big old stump hung below his left thigh. A hook for a hand shone in the moon's glow, and he stank like the bilges or a Port Royal hoe. His coat, it was tattered, his boot not so shiny, and his trousers hung low. I could just see his hiney. In the braids of his beard, I could see some burned matches, and I'm thinking about time that I battened the hatches. I crawled past the mizzen and was headed below, when right over the railing some chunks he did blow. And he turned with a smile that showed off his one tooth and scratched at his crotch. My God, he's uncouth. But he jacked up his trousers and he turned to his bag and grabbed out a present and was reading the tag. A pistol for captain, for the bosun a whistle, for the swabby a new brush. Only had one bristle. He kept at his labor till he emptied his sack, then run off to the galley to find him a snack. But instead of a cookie or some jam on a bun, he stumbled back topside with a bottle of rum. I thought he had missed me, but I was mistaken. He winked his good eye towards where I stood a-shaken, and stuck a fat finger inside his red nose, and pulled out a booger which he flicked at his toes. Oh. He glanced round the deck to take stock of his work, tossed over his sea bag, and turned with a jerk. He reached in his pocket and rolled him a fag,
hey,
then lit it and leaned on the rail for a drag. As I stood entranced, the rail gave a creak. The splash down below told me old Nick was taking a leak. He adjusted his mainmast and shook off his boot, and I called o'er to him, "Yo, thanks for the loot." He saluted back at me, then sprung into motion. But he missed the red dinghy and fell in the ocean, which startled the dolphins. But he grabbed hold of the line, shouting, "Merry Christmas, ya bugger! Don't worry, I'm fine."
My name is Mark Gunn, and I'm here with 3/5 of the Bilge Pumps. Why only 3/5?
Because the rest of them are too lazy to actually do anything useful.
Okay.
Well, actually, one has had his own fifth, and so he's sleeping that one off. And the other one is getting a fifth for small children, so they will behave better as well.
Oh, that's the way to do it. The good way to for a pirate baby to be raised,
that's
right?
That's right. Alcohol, the ultimate babysitter.
Right.
That's how I got through airplane rides.
So tell me about the band. Who are you? How long have you been performing, et cetera, et cetera?
The band has been together in one form or another for a little beyond 10 years now, yes. And it started out with six and became eight and became six, and then it was seven, and then it was five, and sometimes it's four. But it is what it is now. Okay. So it's made up of Maroon the Shantyman, who is the only surviving original member.
Yeah.
And the other one that is not here with us is John Crow, the ship's cook, who is probably out trying to chase down a rat for dinner even as we speak. Then I am Harvey the Corman, ship's doctor, only pirate OBGYN on the seven seas.
Oh, nice.
Then?
I am the newest bilge pump, Splice the Rigger. I've been singing with the group for about a year and a half now.
Singing being kind of a dodgy
term for it.
And I'm Sharkbait Simon, the guitar player extraordinaire that keeps everybody together and just generally cranky.
All right. And what kind of music do you do? As if we don't know.
Yeah.
Or music, wait.
Music, well, that's a loose terminology. We do Celtic sea shanties, all kinds of fun stuff, silly doses of comedy. But right now, our latest endeavor is Christmas music.
Christmas? Pirate Christmas?
Yes, Pirate Christmas.
It's a perfect blending of the two current obsessions in America today, Christmas and piracy, thanks to Disney and the Catholic Church, the two most powerful organizations in the entire world.
Great. There goes all proceeds from the CD and the lawsuit. Thank you.
It could have been worse. You could have been nagging on Scientology. So
that's
you're
true.
That was Mark Gunn.
Several years ago, we were asked here at the Louisiana Renaissance Fair to contribute a song to a compilation CD that they were doing. And we did Pirating a Winter Wonderland. And the idea was knocked around at that time that somewhere along the way we would do an entire CD. And it festered like any good boil on the rump of our musical consciousness until one day we burst it forth. And today there is a Pirate's Christmas Wish, the Bilgechump's All Pirate Christmas CD.
Now, think of it as the pus running down the mirror after you've burst pirate music.
This is supposed to be Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
We've been promising this CD to our fans for going on 5 years now, if I remember correctly.
Something like that, yes.
So a while back, I was searching on the internet. I don't know why for pirate. I don't think it might have been a Pirate Christmas. I came across this awesome poem. I think it was like a nice night before Christmas or something. And it turns out it was by one of y'all.
That would be me.
Okay, that was awesome.
It's
by
his
way.
Fault.
Thank you.
I still wanted to steal it. And
Harvey is responsible for easily 90% of the horrible Pirate Christmas stuff you hear on our CD.
Oh, excellent.
You can blame him for it.
Excellent. Okay. And when did it come out?
It's been out
official October. And we're
a little over a month now.
And then we're having an official CD release party in December.
Where's that at?
That's going to be at the Bahama Beach Club.
In Garland, Texas.
And that's going to be December 11th. So come out. Lots of debauchery. Some special guests on stage with us as well. So come see us. Enjoy the new CD.
Enjoy alcohol ahead of time.
Lots of alcohol.
Well, hopefully we'll have a nice Christmas feature on the podcast. I'm not entirely sure it's going to happen this year or not, but we'll find out. If nothing else, we'll find a way to play you somewhere. Do a special feature for Christmas. Need to work on that sometime soon. Tell me anything else. What else do you want to share about the band? And like, where can we find you on ye old internet?
The bilgepumps.com. That's BILGEPUMPS. But put the in front of it. Otherwise, you get a lot of advertising for actual bilge pumps for your vessel.
Things that suck significantly less than we do.
And they blow.
Yes. Well,
I don't know, just the way, Millie, the way you said that, too, just it just sounded dirty, too. The bilge pumps.
That's what we do.
Okay. He is dirty.
Right. It's not really a matter of what you say, it's how you say it.
All right.
It's not just a name, it's a sentence. The bilge pumps.
All right, any final words?
Okay, we came.
Anyone?
See?
That's a final word.
Say that again real loud.
We came to see y'all.
All right. Meaning who?
The bilge pump. There you go. All right.
People with alcohol in their hands and limited taste in their hearts. That's right.
All right. Well, this is Mark Gunn with the Renaissance Festival Podcast. I want to thank you all, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much.
Well, it's real ho ho for Christmas, and we're filled with Christmas cheer, 'cause we spent all night drinking our rum and grog and beer. Yes, it's yo ho ho for Christmas for every buccaneer, 'cause we can't hardly stand to wait till Santa Claus gets here.
I want a brand new spyglass, I think that mine is broke. It must have been when I smashed the head of some poor sodden bloke.
I want a shiny cutlass, yes, one that's really sharp. I'll send some bugger to heaven to play upon his harp.
Well, it's yo-ho-ho for Christmas, and we're filled with Christmas cheer, 'cause we spent all night drinking our rum and grog and beer. Yes, it's yo-ho-ho for Christmas for every buccaneer, 'cause we can't hardly stand to wait till Santa Claus gets here.
I want a great big fancy hat, the kind that Blackbeard wore, so folks will stop and bow to me whenever I'm on shore.
I want a pair of tall black boots of leather rich and fine, and polished for the cabin boy to make 'em really shine.
Well, it's yo-ho-ho for Christmas, and we're filled with Christmas cheer, 'cause we spent all night drinking our rum and grog and beer. Yes, it's yo-ho-ho for Christmas for every buccaneer, 'cause we can't hardly stand to wait till Santa Claus gets here.
I want a bigger flintlock, and then I'll have some fun. I'll find myself some navies and put them on the run.
I want a great big cannon that makes a great big boom. I'll fire it at the village and send them to their doom.
Well, it's yo-ho-ho for Christmas, and we're filled with Christmas cheer, 'cause we spent all night drinking our rum and grog and beer. Yes, it's yo-ho-ho for Christmas for every buccaneer, 'cause we can't hardly stand to wait till Santa Claus gets here. But most of all, the thing we want, no matter where we roam, is Christmas Day to find out. A sentence sail for home. Well, it's yo-ho-ho for Christmas, and we're filled with Christmas cheer, 'cause we spent all night drinking our rum and grog and beer. Yes, it's yo-ho-ho for Christmas for every buccaneer, 'cause we can't hardly stand to wait till Santa
And that was the Bilge Pumps with A Pirate's Christmas Wish from A Pirate's Christmas Wish.
Well, we also want to remind you that the Renaissance Festival Awards are still in full effect, and woo-hoo, they haven't stopped. You can still cast your vote if you haven't already done so. Head on over to renaissancefestivalmusic.com to do just that. And the voting ends on December 31st. You can only vote once, so don't do it again. But
the end is near. Get all of your friends and everyone you know.
Yes. So tell your friends to vote And, you know, hopefully they'll vote for who you want to win in the various awards. There's a whole bunch of categories. And so get to voting. Vote, vote, vote. And a special thanks to Renaissance Magazine, who is a sponsor, as well as the Celtic Music CD store. And I think it's time to jump straight into the next set, which is going to be started off with a song that I wrote and recorded. It is a single, now available on iTunes, Amazon, and all other places online. And that is the Celtic Christmas Elf Conscription Song. Here it goes.
Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me. 'Twas a fortnight following St. Patrick's Day when across the thin veil the leprechauns came, the Shebeg and Shemore, to dance with the fae and join the fine crack until morning. Oh, Lucky was sitting and drinking stout brew when in walked two elves with green hats and red shoes. He smiled and he said, "Why, howdy you do, pull a seat up and drink here with me." Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa smiling, stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, come celebrate Christmas with me. The larger elf said, "Let me buy you a beer. 'Twas a great Paddy's Day for all that I hear." The other elf added, "I've a secret to share. Just listen and the next round's on me." Lucky drank his first pint while singing a song. The second pint came as he was feeling quite strong. But the shot of hot whiskey made him feel all wrong. That's when the elf began to speak. Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, come celebrate Christmas with me. Kris Kringle sent us to recruit by ourselves, but the Keeblers are busy, spew as freeing house elves. I guess what we're saying is we've chosen quite well. You're going to the North Pole with me. They dragged him outside, tied him to a reindeer. To the North Pole they flew to serve a full year. You leprechauns take note to Santa's elves and beware. Don't share in the crack of the fae. Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa's smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, come celebrate Christmas with me. Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa's smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, come celebrate Christmas with me.
Tiny child,
sail and we sail all over the town. Our cup it is white and our ale it is brown. Our bowl it is made of the good old ashen tree, and so is our ale of the best barley.
For it's your wassail and it's our wassail, and it's jolly to you and a jolly wassail.
Good master and good missus, a sitting by the fire, we think upon we sinners, a traveling in the mire. So bring us out a table and spread it, if you please, with some cider and nutmeg, the best that you have, please.
For it's your wassail, and it's our wassail, and it's jolly to you, and a jolly wassail.
I have a little purse, and it's made of leather skin. Pray bring me out a sixpence to line it well within. Call up the butler of this house, put on his golden ring, and let him ring a glass of beer, the better we shall sing.
For it's your wassail, and it's our wassail, and it's jolly to you, and a jolly wassail.
Are jolly as singing you a tune, and we'll be done and gone, and you'll think it was too soon. We bid you now good cheer from this good old band of fun, and we give to you our blessings from Buzz Coyote Run.
For it's your wassail, and it's our wassail, and it's jolly to you, and a jolly wassail. For it's your wassail, and it's our wassail, and it's jolly to you, and a jolly wassail.
In the
she seeks a defender who will take the crown up once more. By the light of the beacon, you can see her pass to the ring. She'll not weary nor weaken till she finds the Wintertide King. Now the Empress White Lady leads a train.
Time for dreaming. Dark, this is your time to warm by the fire. This long quiet moment between death and rebirth is the time you are closest to your soul. Ice, this is the beauty of emptiness. Snow, this is the blanket of purity. Give caution to the steps you take. Your energy is held in check by the bitter cold of a land that waits for the mother to awake. Gentle, walk gentle while the earth slumbers. Feed, sustain your body on the harvest stores. Endurance is reward for the strong-willed and patient. For your faith in the turning of the stars. Sleep, this is your time for dreaming. Dark, this is your time to warm by the fire. Give caution to the steps you take in a land that waits for the mother to awake. Sleep, this is your time for dreaming.
And that was Snowbird by Maidens 3 from Charmant Fire.
For that, Craig of Farrington with Gaia Song, Winter, from Blue Upon Blue.
And before that, Winter Queen by Diane Lynn from Janus.
And then there was Coyote Run with Somerset Wassail from Tend the Fire.
And then before that one, Porter and Stout with Coventry Carol from Christmas on the Cutlass.
Of course, if you want to find out about any and all of these groups, you can visit our website at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Follow the links in the show notes and you can find out more about the bands. You can also buy the CDs by following those links as well. And it's a great way to get involved and find out more about the music that you love to hear at the Renaissance Festival. And since I think like all the fairs are pretty much done for the year, now's your chance to enjoy it by listening to the Renaissance Festival music podcast, the Renaissance Festival podcast. So do that. Find out more about the bands through the website. What do you want to say at the end? I guess we have special thanks to all the people who have helped make this a great podcast through the year. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Festivus. Happy Hanukkah. I think that might be over. Is that over yet? I don't know.
Yeah, that one's over.
Okay. What did we... Kwanzaa? No. I don't know all my holidays. So whatever it is, we wish you a great holiday season. And eat lots of food.
Yes, you definitely eat lots of food. That's the best part.
Candy canes.
Also presents.
And
send each other presents of Renaissance Festival CDs.
Yes, and feel free to send us presents as well. They don't have to be Renaissance Festival CDs, though, you know. Is that a little too shameless? Again? Oh, I'm getting a little too much. Okay. Well, Matt, I want to thank you for joining me here, and I hope you have a great time. I think you're going to be putting together a couple more shows. And we'll get together and hopefully have a body Christmas special, a body holiday special coming up before the year ends. Got to talk to Kristen about that. And
yeah, let's do that.
So have a great holiday season. Sláinte.
Thanks. You too, Mark. Happy Crimbo, everybody.
Here's Malarkey and Poppycock with Ave Maria from A Drink to All. Ooh.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, Kristen Roger, and Joe Haydu. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends of the great music you found. And we'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.